Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm going to give everybody a quick disclaimer. I have no idea where we're going with this story. All I know is Brian told me it's about tracking, and so I picked the creepiest song I knew about tracking, which is this one from The Police, and it's just a downright creepy song.
No, it's okay. I'll be watching you.
Exactly. And I have not, just full disclaimer, I have not read this story that we're about to talk about, and Brian plans on surprising me with whatever the contents is of it. But real quick, I did not have this on my 2021 bingo card, so maybe this will be a suggestion that I put on the 2022 bingo cards.
People talk about, you know, being tracked online, or, you know, oh my goodness, I was just talking about this and it popped up on my screen, or, you know, that type of thing.
I think about it all the time. I know
the
device
is listening to me and all that stuff.
You start getting ads as soon as you talk about something.
Yeah. It's not really how it works. This is actually how it works.
Okay.
And that might be even worse.
All right, I'm terrified to find out, but let's dive into it.
And this is a Twitter thread.
Okay, my favorites.
I'm back for a week in my mom's house, and I'm now getting ads for her toothpaste brand, a brand I've been putting in my mouth for a week. We never talked about this brand or Googled it or anything like that. As a privacy tech worker, let me explain why this is happening. First of all, your social media apps are not listening to you. This is a conspiracy theory. It's been debunked over and over and over again. But frankly, they don't need to do that. You know, you complain about, oh, the vax, they're gonna chip me.
Oh, yeah, I got my 5G signal because I got my vaccine.
You don't. It's way simpler and more fun than that. Frankly, they don't need to give you because everything else you give them unthinkingly is way cheaper and more powerful. Why go through the trouble of unleashing a pandemic to go and put chips in a virus when you can just go and, I don't know, your apps collect a ton of data from your phone, your unique device ID, your location, your demographics. We know this. Data aggregators pay to pull in data from everywhere. When I use my discount card at the grocery store, every purchase, that's a data set for sale. They can match my Harris Teeter purchases to my Twitter account because I gave both those companies my email address and phone number, and I agreed to all that data sharing when I accepted those terms of service and the privacy policy.
Terrifying.
Here's where it gets truly nuts, though.
All right.
If my phone is regularly in the same GPS location as another phone, they take note of that. They start reconstructing the web of people I'm in regular contact with. The advertisers can they can do this without actually consciously putting it together. I don't want you to think of some police person with a wall of connections and they're putting a connection with you and they're actually going and making these connections. No, this is a computer system that actually does this for them automatically, and humans oversee the results, but that's about it.
Artificial intelligence, everyone?
Pretty much. But you only get what you put in. So this is what they have been programmed to do. The advertisers can cross-reference my interests in browsing history and purchase history to those around me. It starts showing me different ads based on the people around me.
So
family, and coworkers, and whether we have contact with each other or not. If you and I start getting some weird stuff, it's because the girls in the next office over are doing the same type of thing. It will serve me ads for things I don't want, but it knows someone I'm in regular contact with might want to subliminally get me to start a conversation about, I don't know, frickin' toothpaste. It never needed to listen to me for this. It just comparing aggregated metadata. So they know my mom's toothpaste. They know I was at my mom's. They know my Twitter. Now I get Twitter ads for my mom's toothpaste. Your data isn't just about you. It's about how it can be used against every person you know and people you don't to shape behavior unconsciously.
Yeah.
Apple's latest updates let you block apps tracking, and Facebook is mad. They're begging you to just press accept and go back to business as usual. Block the F out of everybody's app ads. It's not just about you. Your data reshapes the internet.
Fascinating.
But it's the price.
I'm just saying, you scroll through those terms and services and your terms and conditions for service all the time, mindlessly, without reading them. And that's what you accept. And I truly believe that there needs to be some more consumer protections in this regard, because all these companies get that stuff for free. They want you on their platforms for as long as possible to sell you ads, but they also use all the data that you give them to try to keep you on these platforms for as long as possible.
That's why if you like an app, just pay for it.
Yeah. And so if we're talking about winning the 21st century, it's not going to be by doing huge government handouts to corporations like Foxconn. It's going to be addressing problems like this, where consumers are being ripped off because all of these companies are purchasing this data from each other, but the actual thing that they're transferring, the human information that's coming from them, we're giving it up for free.
Mm-hmm.
And that's wild.
But what's even more insidious, it's stuff like this that is how misinformation gets spread about people like Hillary Clinton, about Donald Trump even. Some of the worst stuff about Donald Trump is spread this way. It's bad. Because the people that will, like you and I, we're online all the time. We're inundated with it all the time. We get used to stuff that's like, oh, okay, scroll. This is a bunch of crap. Oh, they just did this because okay, great.
Yeah.
But the people that are really susceptible are, you know, my mother-in-law. People that go online and go, oh, you know, my friend's mom who goes online and says,
my folks do it too. You were always trained to never trust what you believe on the internet. Like, you should never believe everything you read on the internet. And now we have a generation full of individuals, and I'm going to say they're relatively older individuals, that go and see these things on the internet and just truly accept them for what they are. And then that's how you get a ton of scams, too. You get identity theft. You get all of the bad things that can happen on the internet.
This is why I never go and put the seventh picture in my phone on whatever app it says, or find the picture that has purple in it, or hey, can you answer these questions about you, what your favorite name is, what your favorite band is, when did you start doing this, all these questionnaires and stuff. Don't try and find out
all those BuzzFeed tests and quizzes, I
wonder which house in Hogwarts I am. Well, who cares?
It's now all data mining.
It's data mining.
Yep.
Data.
This has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and
Either
Brian.
Either way, if you don't clean that up, that's a mess. You clean that up, data. I don't care.
One way or another.
It's a Goonies reference.
Yeah, I know what it is.
Good talk.
You've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
Sounds good, Peter.
We've got cleaned up for you, Matt Flynn coming up next, filling in for Crudy while he is on vacation. If you miss any portion of this great show, you can check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. And you can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. You can follow the station on Facebook and Twitter as well, Devil Radio 92.7 FM. Give us a like. Give us a follow.
Just remember, you could be evil.
And they're watching you, Brian. So.
And that is good.
I don't know if it's good. Are you talking to me as Brian, or are you talking to me as evil right now?
Yes.
Okay.
We're controlling you now.
Happy Tuesday, everybody. We're going to be back same time tomorrow. Stay tuned. Great more programming here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM.
Devil.